And we have the big questions to face, alone and together, in a religion that doesn't turn to the idea of a creator God for its answers. There are some things the idea of a creator God certainly has to offer, some very interesting things if you go into it and go into the metaphors and images. But in a religion that doesn't turn to that, you've got a very strong existential situation right there, quite immediately in your experience. So this brings us on to the first area that I'd really like to look at before we get to some visions. First area of ideas. The area generally has got to do with what can be known, what can be observed, by whom and how. So what can be known, what can be observed, by whom and how. One of the things I really love about the Dhammapada and that very kind of easy, calm explanation of what reality, whatever that means, is like. It's just that there's nothing heightened about it other than the images. It's a very calm process. Just looking, just observing. Things are like this. Things are not like that. Yeah. The Buddha's definitely not a drama queen. He doesn't stand up and try and excite in that sort of way. What can be known is the first thing I'd like to look at. And I'll read you a little something again. This is the Buddha dealing with something that in the tradition is called the unanswerable questions, sometimes the unanswered questions. Sometimes there are 14 of these, sometimes there are 10 of these, depends which text you read. So the Buddha is asked about these in a number of ways, a number of occasions, and the unanswerable questions are as follows. Questions concerning the existence of the world in time. Is the world eternal? Is the world not eternal? Is it both? Or is it neither? Questions concerning the existence of the world in space. Is the world finite? Or is it not finite? Is it both finite and not finite? Is it neither finite nor not finite? You can probably see where this is going. It's trying to push you towards a certain kind of experience, which is not certainty. Questions referring to personal experience. Is the self identical with the body? Or is it different from the body? And then finally, particularly of reference here, questions referring to life after death. Does the Tathagata, which is another name for the Buddha, Tathagata means something like one who is thus gone, one who's kind of gone there, whatever that is. Does the Buddha, does the Tathagata exist after death? Does the Tathagata not exist after death? Does he both exist after death and not exist after death? Does he neither exist after death nor not after death? Now the Buddha, when he was asked these things, remained silent. He remained silent. And he described these kinds of questions as a net which you can get caught in very easily. And he said, in fact, that it's because he was free of all attachment and all bondage, is the word that's quite often used, to all theories and dogmas that he had attained liberation. So speculations like that, he says, are attended by fever, unease, bewilderment and suffering, and it's by freeing oneself of them that one achieves liberation. So that's the Buddha and the unanswerable questions. And what the Buddha goes on to say is that only one who's completely liberated themselves of all those ensnaring, tangling things, and the ensnaring, tangling, craving response to the world that we explored last week, they're the only kind of people who can know what things are really like, because they've let go of all the false assumptions that underpin questions like, what happens to me after I die? Yeah? There's a whole bunch of assumptions behind the question of, what happens to me after I die? And the Buddha's saying, no, you can't go there on those terms. The way the whole thing is set up has already kind of built in a false view of reality that does not help release you from your suffering. So it's quite a strong thing to say. The Buddha's saying, in order to see the real truth of this kind of stuff, you need to actually gain insight into the nature of reality. And we'll come back to this assertion of the Buddha.